Today's daf is Tmura Daf Roth, and we are at the bottom line of Daf Yotes Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alis. So Tmura Daf Chaf is very much a continuation of Tmura Daf Yotes, stating that it's a much lighter daf. So just to recap, Asher Nogeya L'Inyonenu, there were two Mishnayos that we learned yesterday. Both mentioning a very important machloikis tanon, both discussing a very similar case. The first was the mishnah daf yudches on the day. Somebody was mafresh a nekeva la'oila. An oila has to be a zachar. So if someone was mafresh a nekeva la'oila, obviously this hafrosha is somewhat possible. You clearly can't take this oila now and put it on the mizbech. What happened was the nekeva, which is an oila, was yolda zachar. And the shaila is, could you take this zachar now and put it on the mizbech or not? On the one hand, it's a zachar, which is an oila. You should be able to put it on the mizbech. On the other hand, its mother is a nekeva la oila, which means it's coming mikoyach kedusha dechuya or kedusha psula. So perhaps, as a result, if the mother itself couldn't go on the Mizbeach, the child shouldn't be able to go on the Mizbeach. What's the halacha? So the Mishnah said it's a machlokes tanon. The Chachomim say, yirat sheyistoev, v'yimacher v'yavi b'dam v'oila. You can't take this animal and put it on the Mizbeach. It's an oila, it's a zachar, it has kedusha saguf, it doesn't matter. You can't put it on the Mizbeach. What do you then need to do? Being that it has kedusha saguf, if you want to redeem it, you have to wait until it develops a mum, a real mum, meaning a mum kavua. When it develops the mum, you sell it. You take the proceeds, the money, and you use it to buy a carbon oila. So you retain the kedushas oila, but at the same time, you don't put the zachar itself on the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer argued, or Rabbi Lazar argued, and said, "Hu atzma yikrav oila?" No, you don't have to wait until it develops a mum, sell it, take the money to use as a carbon oila. You're actually allowed to take the animal and put it on the mizbeach as an oila. Why? Because it itself is a zachar, and it has kedushas aguf of an oila. And it's true, its mother had kedusha dechuya, kedusha psula. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't care, or Rabbi Lazar doesn't care, and says, "Hu atzma yikrav oila?" You're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. That was the first machlokes. The second was a mishnah on daf yotes amid beis. That mishnah, again, discussed a similar case, but different. Number one, the mishnah was not discussing someone that was mafresh on a keva la'ila, but rather was discussing someone that was mafresh on a keva la'asham. An asham, like an oila, has to be a zachar. And the Mishnah discussed that if someone's mafresh on a keva la'asham, that's pashit that you can't put this nekeva on the mizbeach. The question is, does it have kedushas aguf? Or does it not have kedushas aguf? So in the second Mishnah, there were no babies born. In the second Mishnah, the question is, how do you view the status of this nekeva la'asham itself? What are the options? Kedushas aguf or kedushas damim? What's the nafkimina lahalacha? Nafkimina is that if you want to be paid it, there's nothing else to do with it, you can't put it on the mizbeach. So really the best you can do if you're going to monetize this animal is sell it. When you sell it, do you have to wait until it first develops a mum kavua or not? If it's kedushas aguf, the halacha is you cannot be paida unless it has a mum kavua. When it has a mum kavua, it's psulei amikdash, and then you're allowed to be paida. But unless it has a mum kavua, you wouldn't be able to. If it's kedushas dam, you're allowed to sell, even without a mum. And that too was a machlokes tanam. The chachamim shita is tirach at estoev v'timocher v'yavi b'dameo asham. That you have to wait until it develops a mum. Use the money to buy a carbon asham. If you have to wait until it develops a mum, what it means is that it has kedushas aguf. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said, timocha shaloi b'mum. In other words, what Reb Shimon is saying is that all it has is kedushas aguf. So again, what's the difference between the two mishnayos? The similarity is in both cases, you were mafresh in a keva for a specific carbon, where really that carbon was supposed to be a zachar. The first mishnah was an oila, and the second mishnah was an asha. The nafgamino lehalocha that the two mishnayos discuss are similar, but not the same. In the first Mishnah, this nekeva la'oila gave birth to a child, and the question is, could you put the child on the mizbech, or can you not? The Chachamim said, you can't. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can. In the second Mishnah, the shaila is, this animal itself, the nekeva la'asha, does it have kedushas aguf, or does it only have kedushas damim? Meaning, do you have to wait until it develops a mum to sell it, or not? The Chachamim say it has kedushas aguf. Rabbi Shimon says it has kedushas damim. So the Mishnah discussed two cases where the halacha is zachar, and you were mafresh and stole in the keva. We saw in yesterday's daf, there are other karbonis that had to be zachar. The one we mentioned yesterday, the third one, was the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach also had to be a zachar. Now, the Karban Pesach is a little tricky when it comes to this sugya. It has its own subtleties and wrinkles, and that is because a Pesach sometimes is a shlamim. Moiser Pesach, La'achar Pesach is a shlomo. Moiser Pesach, Lifnei Pesach, or if you shech the carbon Pesach, Lifnei Pesach, Shaloi L'shmalik, that's a shlomim. And even though Pesach has to be a zachar, a shlomim can be v'imin a zachar or v'imin an akeva. So from that standpoint, the Pesach is a little tricky. We're going to see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to continue to discuss these halachas. We're also going to see other karbanos. In addition to the oil, the asham, and the Pesach, those are the more classic examples of a carbon that had to be a zachar. There are others, and the Gemara is going to discuss some of them in that daf. Either way, we begin with a brisa on the last line of daf yud tes amid beis. Tonu Rabbanan. I'm not just the Keva Noila. So, if someone was mafresh a Nekeva for a carbon oila, Ula Pischai, or he was mafresh a Nekeva for a carbon Pesach, Ula Shamai, or he was mafresh a Nekeva for a carbon Asham, what's the Tzada Shava between these three animals? They all have to be a Zachar. This person messed up terribly. Instead of being mafresh a Zachar, he Pasha was mafresh the wrong animal. Instead, he was mafresh a Nekeva, Oisa Tmura. Says the Tanakhama, the Allah is Oisa Tmura. Shimon Oimer, Rab Shimon says, Lo'ilasai Oisa Tmura, that with regards to the oila, it's going to be oisa tmura. The pischa ul hashamay. However, regarding the pesach and the asham, ein oisa tmura. She ein lo chadavar oisa tmura ela haroya listai. Why? Because the only time that halacha is that an animal can be oisa tmura is if it needs to have a mum in order for you to be able to be poided. That's just a very longish way of saying if it has kedusha sagov. So an animal that has kedusha sagov can be oisa tmura. An animal that has kedusha damim can't be oisa tmura. We have a machloikis Rav Shimon and the chachamim whether a makdish nekeva lepischayu la'ashamoy is it oisa tmura now? What's the hezber in the machloikis? Half of a fella. The chachamim l'shitasayu and Rav Shimon l'shitasayu. The chachamim was said in the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis hamafresh nekeva la'asham tirat shetistayv that it has kedushas agov. So if you want to sell it, you want to be poided, you'd have to wait until it develops some more. They obviously hold it as kedushas agov. It has kedushas adov, so it could be oisa tmura. Rav Shimon l'shitasayu who said hamafresh nekeva la'asham timachesh alay b'mum, that's his way of saying that it has Kedushas Damim. So if it has Kedushas Damim, so it doesn't have Kedushas Agof. If it doesn't have Kedushas Agof, the halach is, it won't be able to be Oysa Tmura. Stating that, although Rav Shimon is very much L'shitasai, but Rav Shimon gave us a lot of information in this Braisa. He gave us information that we didn't have in the Mishnah. Meaning, the punchline, the halach l'maisa, we could have figured out on our own. We know enough kachem at this point to know that if it has Kedushas Agof, it's Oysa Tmura, and if it doesn't have Kedushas Agof, it's in Oysa Tmura. So really, if somebody would have asked you after you learned the Mishnah, that you test on the base, Hamafish Nekevel Asham. Oyset Mura ain't Oyset Mura. What you should have said is, it's the Machloikis Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. If it has Kedushas Agof, it's Oyset Mura. If it doesn't have Kedushas Agof, it's not Oyset Mura. That's not the real Chiddush of this Braisa. The Chiddush of this Braisa is that Rav Shimon is being Mechalik between Pesach and Asham on the one hand and Oyla on the other hand. Meaning, even Rav Shimon, who said that Hamafish Nekevel Asham, Timacher Shaloi Bamom, he only said it by an Asham and by a Pesach. But as it relates to Oilo, over there, he would seem to be Moedet to the Chacham. The question is why? So Rashi explains, and really it's going to be Mavura that way very clearly in the Gemara, that Nachgemina between the Oilo on the one hand and the Pesach on the Asham on the other hand is that Nekeva is more distant from Pesach and Asham than it is for Oilo. Because even though an Oilas Behema has to be a Zachar, but an Oilas Ha'oif could be a Nekeva. Because Tamus V'Zachris B'Behema, V'Ein Tamus V'Zachris B'Oifis. So although a Nekeva L'Behema is 100% a problem, but sometimes Nekeva L'Oil is okay when it's a knife. And that's enough of a svara that even Rav Shimon would be moida that has Kedushas Agof. So you want to know why the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis was discussing an Oila, and then the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis was discussing an Asham. Why could the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis also talk about an Oila? The Machloikis Rav Chachamim was mentioned in the context of Oila. The Machloikis Rav Shimon Chachamim was mentioned in the context of the Asham. Why can't we just be consistent? Why are we confusing ourselves? Why couldn't this Mishnah also be talking about an Oila? They both have to be a Zachar in both cases. You were Mafish the Keva. This Brisa, we have the Teretz, because Rav Shimon never said as Allah. He only said as a lachar. What's the difference? Both cases it has to be a zachar. Both cases you are mafresh and nekeva. The difference is because nekeva is more of a stira to asham than it is to oila. And as it relates to Pesach, Pesach is like asham because there's no concept of an oilas Pesach, right? An oilas oif or a Pesach oif, I should say. The point is that in this braisa you see two things. Number one, the machleis of Shimon the Chachamim and the few tests on the days is not only negeya being poided with a mom, without a mom, it's also negeya our sugyo, our mesechta. It's negiah tamura. Another thing is that Reb Shimon said his halacha only by Asham and by Pesach, but he didn't say it by Oyla. Says the Gemara. That not on my Rebbe. Ein ani roya dvar shor Reb Shimon b'Pesach. I understand where Reb Shimon's coming from. I understand why he has Oyla on one side of the ledger and he has Pesach and Asham on the other side of the ledger. But really, if you think about it, should Pesach be more similar to Asham or should it be more similar to Oyla? I think it should be more similar to Oyla. You know why? Oyla ma'aseh Pesach. Karev shlamim, because the truth is that a Pesach also has a shaychis to a nekeva. Because even though the carbon Pesach per se can't be a nekeva, but a Pesach sometimes is a shlamim. Because after Pesach, the carbon Pesach automatically, magically converts into a shlamim, right? Pesach, lifnei Pesach, you would have to do something to convert it into a shlamim. You'd have to have a machshav v'shloi l'shma. But la'achar Pesach, it happens automatically. So you see that in the Pesach, there's potential for shlamim. And shlamim could be in the keva. So argued Rebbe that once we're going to get into these subtle svaras, that being that it has a shaykhis to the keva, that's enough to say that it's chal kedush zagov. If that's the case, why did Reb Shimon feel that Pesach is like Asham? Shouldn't Pesach be more like Oyla? Says the Gemara on my Rebbe again. In ani roi dvarav shor Reb Shimon be Pesach Oyla Moisar Pesach Karev Shlomin. Veit the Gemara v'leimo. In ani roi dvarav shor Reb Shimon be Asham Oyla Moisar Asham Karev Oyla. Gemara says Rebbe, once you're going down this road, lechura you can argue that Asham also has a little bit of a shaychis to a nekeva. You know why? Because an asham sometimes is nitak l'ri'iyah. What happens when the asham is nitak l'ri'iyah? It converts into an oila. Oilas yachid, oilas tzibur. But it converts into an oila. An oila has a shaychis to a nekeva. So says the Gemara, Rebbe, why are you only muching Pesach? Because Pesach can be a shlamin. L'chura, asham also can sometimes be an oila. So the Gemara says, Rebbe saw the rabbanon da amri, moistris l'nidvas tzibur asli. Rebbe holds like the rabbanon that hold that it's true, an asham sometimes becomes an oila. But when asham becomes an oila, it becomes an oila tzibur. There ain't tmur b'tzibur. And there's no halacha of tmur by tzibur anyways. So as it relates to this particular halacha of oisa tmura, ain't oisa tmura, so what are you going to tell me? It should be oisa tmura because the asham has in it a tzad oila. The tzad oila that has is oila tzibur. And oila tzibur anyways is not oisa tmura. Says it says it with the Rebbe Shimon. Right? We're saying up until now, this Kosol Kedaitach is really a little bit of a recap of everything that we just spoke at. And that is that time of the Reb Shimon, the reason Reb Shimon holds that even though a Mafish Nekeva la Pesach la Asha, the halach is no Kedusha Zagov, but Oila is different. Why? Because Nekeva is not such a stira to Oila, because of Oila Sa'ai, Freik Digmar, Oila Me'at, if that's the case, Kohen Gadol Shehifrish Para, Leparai, the Kohen Gadol had to bring his own carbon on Yom Kippur. The par that the par Yom Kippur, that par had to be a Zachar, it couldn't be in a Kefa. What would be, says the Gemara, if the Kohen Gadol, instead of being Mafrish a par, would be Mafrish a Para, Freik Digmar, Tiktish, Lecharit should come out, that according to Rab Shimon, it should have to do Shazago. Now for some reason, the Gemara doesn't say why, but for some reason the Gemara knows for a fact that Reb Shimon wouldn't agree with this halacha. And as a result, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Meaning, somehow the Gemara knows Reb Shimon would hold that a Kohen Gadol that was mafresh a paro l'paro would not have Kedusha Zagov. And the Gemara's kasha is, why not? It should have Kedusha Zagov. Because where do you find that a paro could be a chatos? The ha'ika paras chatos. What's the paras chatos? The paras aduma. Now, the paras aduma is really kachim by the kabayas. It wasn't kachim mizbeach, right? People get confused sometimes. The paras aduma, we always speak this out, was not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It was brought on Har HaMishcha, also known as Har HaZeisim. There were hazois and zrikis that were done with the dam of the paras aduma, but it was done nechach Yom Moed. It was done in the direction of the Yom Moed, because it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. It was really being done on Har HaZeisim. Now, even though it was kachim by the kabayas, but there are many halachos of kachim is bayach that the Gemara applies to the para aduma. And the reason is because the Torah calls it chatas, and we learn from there chatas kaya rachmanah. So for example, a chatas shalei l'shma is pasal, the para aduma that's brought shalei l'shma is pasal as well. Either way, frank the Gemara, why don't you say that being that you find a para could sometimes be kosher for a carbon chatas, where do you find that? By the para aduma. So the halacha should be that according to Reb Shimon, that if the Kohen Gadol was mafish a para instead of the par, it should be okay, says the Gemara, kachim be the kabayis. If kachim be the kabayis, he says, no, as it relates to our sugya, it's not going to be a good argument. Because at the end of the day, we're discussing the laws of Tmura specifically. We're focusing on the Reb Shimon, not on the Mishnah, Reb Shimon and the Braisa. And Reb Shimon and the Braisa is discussing the halachas of Tmura. And as it relates to Tmura, Par Aduma can't be Yoisa Tmura. Because even though Chatas Kayi Rachmana, and there's so many halachas of Kashem Mizbeach that we're marba from that, to relate to the paraduma, but Tmura is not one of them. And as a result, being that the paraduma is not Yoisa Tmura, the fact that the that it's shaykh to have a parah of Chatos isn't going to be enough that the Par Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol instead was Mafresh Apara, should have the ability to be Oisek Mor. Another Kashi Yochashet, Fish Seir, Lissi Rosoi, Tikdish, Deho Iko Seir Nasi. Halach is that if somebody is Mechalol, or someone does a Chayvi Krisos B'Shoikik, so he has to bring a Karban Chatos. Now the Karban Chatos had to be either a kispa or a seira, had to be in a keva, we know that. What type in a keva? A female sheep or a female goat. The Torah says that if the nasi would do an avera, he too would have to bring a karban chatos. However, he doesn't have the option that the ordinary person has. The ordinary person can bring either a sheep or a goat, he has to bring a goat. Another difference is, whereas the carbon of the ordinary person's chatos is in a keva, as relates to the nasi, it always has to be a zachar. So, faith gemara kasha, that according to Reb Shimon, what would be if somebody was mafresh a zachar instead of in a keva for his carbon chatos? That lachas, it should be chal kedusha sagov, it should be oisa tmura. And for some reason, the gemara assumes that for sure, according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be oisa tmura. Again, why should it be oisa tmura? Because just like you're telling me that the oil is not such a steer to Nekeva because of oil is oil, so the sire shouldn't be such a steer to the Chatos either because of the Seir Nasi. Inami, the reverse as well. Nasi should be Seira. The Seira would be if the Nasi was Mafresh or Seira instead of the Sar. His animal is supposed to be a Zachar, instead he was Mafresh and Nekeva. Tikdish, the Yachin, Mafresh, Seira. So the Gemara says, no, there it's different. Hani Trey Gufuninu. There's two different people. There are two different people. The Nasi always has to bring a Zachar, and the ordinary man always has to bring a Nekeva. You don't find that the same person can bring both. What about Oilas Sa'if versus Oilas Behema? Either the person's an usher, he's a gvir, so he has to bring an Oilas Behema, or he's an Arman, in which case he has to bring an Oilas Sa'if. Rashi says, if you want, you can always be Mafki Yonachasim. Gemara's going to come back to that. But just Pashup Shat for now, the Gemara says, then you can always be Mafki Yonachasim. You can't always just become the Nasi. So as a result, as it relates to the Nasi, so it's two different people. See, you don't have the Svara. Shimon only said the Svara by Oila. But the Gemara says, what about Chote actually in Ismano? What happens if the Nasi was did an Avera before he became Nasi, for which he's Chayiv Chatos. And he wasn't Mafrish's carbon yet. And then he became the Nasi. Ki Mafrish Sar L'Seira, Asai Tikdash. This person is going to have to bring a Seira. Even though right now he's the Nasi, but he did the Avera before he was a Nasi. And as a result, the carbon that he's going to have to bring is a Seira. But why don't you say that at the very least, if now that he's a Nasi, he's mafresh the carbon for an Averi he did before he was a Nasi. If he's mafresh a Zachar instead of the Nekeva, it should be Kaddish with regards to Tmura, the Ilu Chata Hashta, Barisu Yisar. Because now this person, if he would do an Averi, now he's already Shayach to the Sar. But the Gemara says, Alei Chata, right now Amaisa, he didn't do an Averi, Alei Chai Besar. But the Gemara says, okay, now if you really want to go down that road, you want to tell me it's the same person. But Amaisa, he didn't do an Averi when he was a Nasi, he did the Averi when he was an ordinary person, and as a result, you don't make svaras that if he would do the Avera now, then Hachanami, Halav Oilos Oif Kamaisi, and say the same thing regarding Oilos Oif. I mean, what we say, why is it okay that if someone's Mafresh and a Kevel Oilo, we say that it's Oilos Tamura? Because Oilos Oif, he has no Shaykhis to it in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. Teret says he could have Shaykhis to it. Okay, then if that's the case, say the same thing by the Nasi. Right now, even though he has no Shaykhis to the Sawyer, because technically he didn't do the Avera, but he could have Shaykhis to it. And if you say that, no, the Meiser right now, but Poyle, he didn't do an Avera, see here too, but Poyle, the person's a Gvir. He's not an Ani. He's bringing an Oil Slave, he's not bringing an Oil Slave. So why is it that just because it could have been an Oil Slave, and in that case it would have been in a Keva? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to really reassess Reb Shimon a little bit. Just tweak it. Shimon, some of the Kriflos are not Zarya. That if somebody's mekabel on himself an oilas nedava, either a neder or a nedava, even if he's a gvir, he can bring an oil saif. So it's true, ordinarily, the only time a person can bring an oil saif is if you can't afford to bring an oilas behema. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah said a chiddush, that even a gvir sometimes can bring an oilas saif. The bottom line is, Rav Shimon held like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So he held that even a gvir is shayach. How so? He can bring an oil soif like katchila. So for that reason, oilas behema nekeva, being that oilas soif nekeva there is, and this person himself right now could bring an oil soif nekeva. Isn't he a gvir? Yeah, but if he said areil ayoyla, he could fulfill that nether with an oil soif. It's for that reason, Rav Shimon holds by an oilah, the halach is, it's going to be oilah. The bottom line is, hamafresh nekeva lo oilah, according to Rav Shimon, it's oilah tmura. Lo Pesach lo Asham, it's Eino Yisa Tmura. What about the Chachamim Shita? Chachamim Shita is a Makish Nekeva lo Oilo. Lo Pesach lo Asham, it's always going to be Yisa Tmura. So again, this whole sugi that we just learned was all Aliba de Rav Shimon. weiter. Mi inyan le inyan, ba is inyan. Tanan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah, the kamon, daf lamed alef on the base. Good. Ha makdish lechasam. Someone's makdish, all is lechasam. Vayu ben behem aru, the gabi mizbeyas. This comes up in many places in Shas. Look at the Masoras HaShas. The kamon lamed alef, ba vabasar kuf nun alef, zvachim kuf gimel, shkolim. So this is something that comes up often. Either way, someone was makdish, all is lechasam. And within the lechasam, so he owned a whole array of assets. He also owned behemoths. Vayu ben behem aru, the gabi mizbeyach. Zacharim and kevis. He had males and females. Rebelezo Imre. Rebelezo says, Zacharim yimachru l'tzarche yoylois. Unikevois yimachru l'tzarche shalom. What you do is, you take all the zacharim, you sell it for someone that needs to bring an animal, that's a zacha, an oyla. You take all the nekevis, and you sell it for someone that needs to bring an animal as a nekeva, meaning tzarche shalom, v'dmeim. And what do you do with the proceeds? So Hektish gets the animals. They look for people that need oilus or shlomim. They sell the scharim and the nekevis respectively. But what do they do with the money? The money goes to Beit HaGavayis. Meaning, that's pashut that all the money other than the behemoths go to Beit HaGavayis. The question is, what about the behemoths themselves? Do the behemoths go to Beit HaGavayis or maybe not? So Blazer Sheet says, yeah, the proceeds of the behemoth go to Beit HaGavayis, but he throws in a knitch. He says he's supposed to sell the animal to someone that's actually looking for an animal to put on the mizbeach, but as it relates to the proceeds, it goes to Beit HaGavayis. Incidentally, why is it so posh that it goes to Beit HaGavayis? So Rashi quotes the Gemara that we learned together, Masechtas Erechin, and that is Stam Hektish Lebeit HaGavayis. So if someone's Makdish something Stam, we assume that he means Beit HaGavayis. Remember the Lutzker Rav, he says people like giving to buildings, and even though Kachi Mizbeach had much more Kedusha than Kachi Beit HaGavayis, but the assumption is that people wanted to, he says, that's why when they made the appeal and the campaign in Parshas Truma, Tetzavik, Yisisa, Vayakul, Pekudai, so the Pasuk says it was Daiva Hoysa, they raised so much money, Moshe Rabbeinu literally put up a sign and said, we are no longer accepting donations, because they Pasha didn't know what to do with the money. But when it came to Karbonis, they had to collect a half a shekel from every yid. He said it was always more challenging. You would think it should be just the opposite. Kachim Mizbeach is much more Kaddish than Kachim Beit HaGavayis. But as all you do, the bottom line is, so Stam Hektish is the Beit HaGavayis. So the net, at the end of the day, the money is going to end up in Beit HaGavayis. But the behemoths themselves, to the extent that if you use it as a carbon, you give it away as a carbon. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shua. Rabbi Shua argues. He says, Scharim Atzman Yikruvu Oilus. Rabbi Shua says that if there was Scharim in this estate, you take the Scharim and you physically put them on the Mizbeach as an oil. Meaning, when he said that all my Nechasim are Hektish, he meant that his Scharim should have Kedushas HaGuf of oil. You literally could put them on the Mizbeach. Unikevis. What about the Nikevis? Yimachru letzarchei shlomim. You sell them for people that need shlomim. V'yavi b'dmeim oilus. And you use the proceeds, not for Beit HaGavayis, for oilus. V'shar nechasim yiplu the Beit HaGavayis. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Chiya b'Rabbi Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Shua d'amas schare matzvi yikruv oilus. Here, Gishmak Akasha. Kun Rabbi Shua that said, that what do you do with the scharim? You makruv them as an oilus. If that's the case, what does that mean? What does that mean if Rabbi Shua holds the scharim go on the Mizbeach as an oila? It means that he understands that when a person's makdish is nechasim and he has behemoths, he wants the behemoths to have kedushas haguf, they should physically go on the Mizbeach. That's why if he has a zachar, goes on the Mizbeach. If that's the case, what should the halacha be within a keva? What should the halacha be within a keva? Gishmak. Exactly. We should look at it as if he was mafresh nekeva l'oila. Because if the zachar, we assume he was mafresh as a regular oila, an oila with kedushas haguf that can go on the mizbeach, then we should assume that he did the same thing with regards to nekev. Now, what's the halach of someone's mafresh nekev oila? We just learned the Mishnah. Tirach et estoiv, v'timacher v'yavi b'dameo. Right, the halach is, it's going to be tirach et estoiv. Now, the Chum said it by Yosha, but Kal v'chomer, the halach is going to be true by oil as well. It's tirach et estoiv, you take the proceeds, and you use it to buy a carbon oil. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said, sell it to someone that needs a shlomim, let him put it on the mizbeach as a carbon shlomim. L'chayra, if Rabbi Yeshua holds like the chachamim, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, that a mafresh nekeva la'asha, but the same is going to be true for an oila. It gets kedushas haguf of an oila. You can't take an animal that has kedushas haguf of an oila, sell it to a guy that needs a shlomim, and let that person put it on the mizbeach as a shlomim. No way, that's not happening. Once it has kedushas haguf of oila, you can't now turn it into a shlomim. So, frank the Gemara Akasha, if that's the case, nekevi hechim mikrov in shlomim. Why is that loch that nekevi is supposed to bring us a shlomim? Hami koyach kedusha tuchuyah kasin. Already has a puzzle kedusha. There's no way it's going to get a proper shlomim to be able to put it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yeshua holds like the chachamim in the Mishnah after your testament days. And if that's the case, frank the Gemara, l'chay Rabbi Yeshua's halacha doesn't shtip. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says that the zacha goes on the mizbeach, it means it gets kedusha to go over an oil. If that's the case, then a keva should be a mafish nekeva la'oila. The Mishnah says a mafish nekeva la'oila. Yiracha yistoy. Use the proceeds to buy an oila. Shimon says, you sell it to a person, then he's a shlomim. It's a different halacha. Lishna, another version another Lishna Achirina Masech Tesmura. But another version of this Kasha, Amal Reb Chiva Rabba Reb Yechim, Midukam Reb Shuz, Zichar Matzim Yekubu Oilois, Lemeim Reb Kedushas Aguf HaKedushinu, means that it's Chal Kedushas Aguf, Yehachin Ekevis Amayim Machru, Litzar Chishlamim, Bayeriya, that Lach Shabi Yira Tistoev, Amal Reb Shuz, Lava the Krab Shimim. You're assuming that Reb Shuz holds a Chachamim. So you ask it a Bamba Kasha, Reb Shuz doesn't hold a Chachamim. He holds like Reb Shimim, Dama Komidi, like Chazik, like the Guf, like Nachsel, like Kedushas Aguf. He holds like Reb Shimim, who doesn't hold Migu, the Nachsel, like Kedushas Damim, Nachsel, Namik, Kedushas Aguf. He holds like Reb Shimim, who holds it's Kedushas Damim. It's not Kedushas Aguf. If it's, I know you're asking the right kasha. So if it's only, I see it in your facial expression. So if it's Kedushas Damim, it's not Kedushas Aguf. So it's very posh. What's the kasha? Oila. Oila. Reb Shimon only said it by Yasha. So if it's Kedushas Damim, it's not Kedushas Aguf. So it's for that reason, you're able to now turn it into a shlomim. That's the aside of his halacha. Says the Gemara. Reb Shimon oimer timachish aloi b'mum. Says the Gemara. But is that case? But is that true? Mi amar Reb Shimon, kibbe lo chazin, akebe lo asham, lechaz le Kedushas Aguf. Eim adam Reb Shimon, the gersayis are a challenge. When did Reb Shimon say his halacha? Gabi in akebe lo asham. But didn't we say in the beginning of the sugya that Reb Shimon only said his halacha by an asham? Or by a Pesach, the lekishem osham alimoy. I will gabin a keva loy lo dikishem oy lo alimoy. Where the halacha is that even though this is a behemoth in a keva, but a keva loy is not such a stira as it is to an osham and to a Pesach. Is that tefillah Reb Shimon moida? So how could you tell me the pshat of Reb Shimon was because he also Reb Shimon himself didn't say his halacha by oyla. He said it by osham. We're talking about an oyla. The oyd freit the Gemara. Not only the first question, the second question are very similar. The first question is mehechatesa. Meaning, how do you know Reb Shimon said it's halacha by oila? Maybe he only said it by an asha. Va'oid is not mehechatesa, right? The first one is the oiker harim. Mehechatesa, he's a lamdan. He has a chilek. Second kasha was a Sinai. Va'oid hashamina later Reb Shimon. He had real information. He backed up the mehechatesa. Hashamina later Reb Shimon, la'oilasa yoisa t'mura. He said it before la'oilasa. This is not conjecture. Maybe Reb Shimon only said it by Hashem, didn't say it by Yod. This is the price that we started today's daf with. I hear it's true. You want to know what the Brice said about Reb Shimon? The Brice said about Reb Shimon, Shimon said it's didn't by Hashem, and Pesach didn't say it's Allah by Yod. So from that standpoint, you can't tell me Reb Shua holds like Reb Shimon. It's not going to help me. Reb Shimon himself didn't say that Allah. But not everybody agreed that that was Reb Shimon's shita. There was a debate in terms of what Reb Shimon really held, and Reb Yeshua held not like the Tana of the Brisa that we started today's daf with, but rather ki'idach Tana alib the Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon ben Yehuda oimim b'shem Reb Shimon afla oyvasoi ein oisa t'mura. Meaning, even though there's a svara and there's a Brisa, but there was another Tana that argued. He held Reb Shimon didn't only say his halacha by Yashem, he said his halacha by an oila as well. Reb Yeshua holds like that Tana zok the Mishnah weiter t'mura asasham. So this Mishnah, the Gemara already quoted on Daf Yud Ches on the day, so hopefully it sounds a little familiar. Tmura Asham, the Tmura of a Karban Asham, Vlad Tmura, or the Vlad of the Tmura of a Karban Asham, Vlad Dan of Vlad, Vlad Dan Atsayv Kalayla. So what do you do with Tmura Asham? So Tmura Asayla goes on the Mizbech, Tmura Shlomim goes on the Mizbech, Tmura Toyda goes on the Mizbech. What about Tmura Asham? So this is the first Tmura that doesn't go on the Mizbech. The Loch is Yirache Estavu, the Machru, you have to wait until it gets a mum, you can't put it on the mizbech. You wait until it develops a mum, you sell it for yiplu demeyem lidadova. And what do you do with the money? You give it lidadova, which means oilas tzibur. Which oilas tzibur? Which one specifically? The oilas tzibur that was brought whenever the mizbech was idle. So there was a halacha that there always had to be karbonos, always had to be activity on the mizbech. It was considered a bezoyah if there was nothing going on in the mizbech. So let's say there were no karbonos. Let's say there was a slow day in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did they do? They would bring oilos. These oilos were oilas tzibur. And the Mishnayos and Masechta Shkolim discusses where they got the money for the oilos, right? It was very regimented. The use of proceeds when it comes to hektish were very, I mean, hektish had to have good accountants to figure out the flow of funds exactly where everything was supposed to go. I'm not just saying that tongue-in-cheek. It's real. It was very complicated sometimes. And the point is that there were certain monies that came into Hekdesh, certain revenue that they had, where the money was used for nidvas tzibur, for those times when there were no karbonos on the Mizbeach, so they would bring these karbonos. Either way, tmuras asham, or vlad of a tmuras asham, vlad vlad on atzoiv kaladoiris, what did they do with it? They used it for those karbanos. That is the shita of the Tanakhama, the shita of the Chachamim. Rebbe Eliezer says, you know what you do with a tmuras asham? You know what you do with the vlad of a tmuras asham? You kill it, you starve it, it dies. How does Rebbe Eliezer know that? Because we know that there are chamesh chatois hamesois. One of the chamesh chatois hamesois are tmuras chatos. Rav Eliezer's shita throughout Seder Kachem is that the Ashram and the Chatas are the same. Right? The first time Rav Eliezer is mentioned is in the first daf of Seder Kachem. Chatas Shloi L'Shma is possible. Rav Eliezer says, ah, for Ashram. Chatas Shloi L'Shma is possible. Then the Ashram Shloi L'Shma has to be possible as well. What's the connection between the Chatas and the Ashram? They're both Baal Chet. The Ramban and then the Parshas Vayikra. Different connotations. But the point is, they're both Baal Chet. They're both Baal Chet. Either way, so Rav Eliezer says, just like Tmuras Chatas Talach is Yamusu, so Tmuras Ashram is going to be Yamusu as well. Rav Elazar is the third Shita. He says, Yavi Bidmeim Oilas. He agrees with the Tanakama that it's going to end up converting into an oila, meaning you're not going to kill it, you're not putting it on the mizbeach, you're going to wait until it develops some mum. When it develops some mum, you're going to sell, you're going to buy an oila with it, but not the oila of nidvas tzibur, not the oila of the nidava, but rather an oila siyachet, which means that that balo asham, this yid that owns the carbon, he should bring it now as an oila. He's not mechuyif to bring an oila. You don't have to be mechuyif to bring an oila, to bring an oila. Oila's baba nadav and nadava. So what we tell you is that even though there's no source necessarily for the chiyuv, but it doesn't matter. You could always bring it anyways. But regardless, that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham? Now we know the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Chachamim hold that it's nidvas sibur. Rabbi Eliezer says the Yachid brings it. But the Gemara wants to know that at the end of the day, they're both being brought as oilas. What are the nafkeminas lahalacha between an oilas sibur and an oilas Yachid? And the Gemara says very simple, no groisa chedushim. If it's an oilas yachid, the baal carbon has to do smicha. Umevi nesachim, he has to bring the sachim unesachem ishaloi, and he has to pay for the nesachim. If he's a koyin, this person that had an asham did a tmura, now he's bringing a carbon oila. The halach is avidasav ayrishaloi. He has a schos to do the avoda, even though the avoda and all the matnas kahuna were divided amongst the anshei mishmar. But if a koyin himself was bringing a carbon, he was able to keep it all for himself. So in this case, if he's a koyin, he could do it on his own. Ubis manchei nedava. If it's a nedava, any slamech has no smicha. The tzibur has no smicha. Ve'ini mevi aleha nesachim. Unesachem ishal tzibur. I mean, there is nesachim, but unesachem ishal tzibur. That's the punchline. The tzibur pays for it. And afapishu koyin. And if the person who made the tmura, it could be a koyin, but it doesn't matter. Avidasa va'ira mishel anshei mishmar. Either way, the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah mentioned the halacha of Tmuras Asham. The Mishnah also mentioned the halacha of Asham Shemesu Bailov and Asham Shekipru Bailov. I think we skipped those two lines, right? Did we skip two lines? Right, the Mishnah had said in the middle, let's just go back. Asham Shemesu Bailov and Shekipru Bailov, Yirat Sheyistoy V'yimachet V'yiplu Domov L'Nadava, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Yamusu, Rabbi Lazo Oimer Yavi B'Domeh Oilov. Meaning the same machloikis, is just important for this next Gemara, the same machloikis between the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Elazar, with regards to Tmuras Asham, is Negeo also Asham Shemesu Bailov and Asham Shekipru Bailov. Same three shitas. Is it Yamusu? That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Is it brought as an Oilas Tzibur? That's the Chachamim shita. Is it brought as an Oilas Yachid? That's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. And the truth is, the reason it's the same machloikis is because it comes down to the same exact thing. Because just like Tmuras Asham is one of the Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos, Asham Shemesu Balov and Kipru Balov are two of the other Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos. Right? The Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesu Balov, the Shekipru Balov. So these are essentially three of the Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos. And it's all the same Shiloh. What do you do? Chamesh Chatoyos HaMesos, what do you do when you have a carbon Asham? How do you treat the Asham? Rebbe Lezer says the same. Rebbe Lezer's sheet is the Chatos and the Asham are always the same. The Chum Rebbe Lezer argue with Rebbe Eliezer. They both agree that you wait until it gets a mum, then you sell it and you bring an oila. The machloikis is oilas yachid or oilas tzibur, which means that throughout Shas, when the Gemara says kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham roya, it's not liba the kuliyama. It's two out of the three shitas in the Mishnah, but not everybody agrees with that. The Gemara begins its discussion in the Mishnah with a question, meaning at the end of the day, tmuras asham, asham shemesu bailov, and asham shekipru bailov are all the same. They're all examples of the chomesh chatois amesois. An equivalent thereof case of an asham. So the question is, why did the Mishnah have to mention the machlokes in all the cases? Why couldn't the Mishnah mention the machlokes in one case? And from one, I would know the other. I mean, doesn't it boil down to the same thing? Doesn't it boil down to what was the halacha l'moshe misinai as it relates to asham? We know what it was by chatas. What was it by asham? The Gemara says, tzricha d'yashmin an asham. Had we only had it by asham. What does it mean, asham? They're all asham. Tzricha d'yashmin an asham, meaning the case of the asham shemesu b'ayilav, the kipru b'ayilav, Asham as opposed to Tmuras Asham. I would have thought, come Rabbi Eliezer Yamusu. You know why Rabbi Eliezer says Yamusu? Not because that's the Ikar Alokh Lameshim Sinai. Because he was afraid. He didn't want you to take this Asham, sell it to someone and then use the money and bring a korban oil. Mishum the gazal acha kapara to lifnei kapara. Because what would be if an asham would get a mum and it wasn't an asham shekipru bailov? It wasn't an asham shemesu bailov. Then you would sell it, take the money, not use it for an oilah, use it for an asham. It's a chiddush that when it's mesu bailov, a kipru bailov, you use it as an oilah. So Rabbi Eliezer is a little worried about this slippery slope. He's making a gzera. He's saying, perhaps, that this asham, if it wasn't kipru bailov, the proceeds would be asham. Now that it's kipru bailov, the proceeds are going to be oilah. People aren't going to pick up on that nuance, and you may end up bringing an asham like an oila, and that's a bad thing. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer, the reason he said Yom Musu, argues the Gemara, is not because he holds that style lochel mesh misinai, but it was only mishum gzeira. Avagabi tmuras asham vlat tmuras aimim oid leir rabbanu, but by tmuras asham, and vlat tmuras asham, where there's no mokum to make a gzeira, because tmuras asham is always one of the chomish chatois hamesos, and as a result, it's always going to be L'raya. So as a result, maybe over there, Rabbi Eliezer never said his halacha. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of Mis is not based on the halacha of Mesh B'Sinai. It's all because of Igzer. And it's because of Igzer. He only said it by a real Hashem. He never said it by a Tmura Sashem. Yes, meaning in Hashem, had we only had it by Tmura Sashem, I would have thought about coming Rabbanon. Maybe did the Rabbanon said the halacha. I've got the Hashem, I don't know Rabbi Eliezer. But maybe by a real Hashem, Hashem Shemes Bayav, Hashem Kippur Bayav, maybe did it be Moida to Rabbi Eliezer. Because even though they hold the Ikra halacha of Mesh B'Sinai, it was Raya, it wasn't Misa. But at the same time, maybe it makes sense to make a Gzera, says the Gemara Tzricha Excel. So instead of going weiter, I just thought maybe to speak out one ha'ara in Yonah de Yoyma related to the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoin, Shabbos Nachamu, and that is as follows. Everyone knows the halacha is that even though you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days, but if you're at a siyum, the halacha is you're allowed to eat meat and you're allowed to drink wine. Now Pashup Shad is, why is it that at a siyum you're allowed to eat meat? It's asur ordinarily. So pashi you learn, it's like a tchiyah. Somehow the siyum, the simchas haTorah is doicha, the nihuge avelus of the 9 days, so that even though ordinarily you're not allowed to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink wine, but in the presence of a siyum, there's some sort of asay doicha loisa asay taking place. It works with the mahalach of tchiyah. But I heard from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba Yusel, he said a different mahalach. He said, a Meir de Gazach. We say in Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, Ha'ir ha'kodesh v'amechoizois, ho'yu l'cherpo u'levizois. English. The holy city and the surrounding regions have turned to shame and to spoils. V'chol machmadeo tfois u'gnuzois. All her treasures lie sunken and hidden. Meaning, the Piet is describing the Churban. Ha'ir ha'kodesh v'amechoizois, ho'yu l'cherpo u'levizois. V'chol machmadeo tfois u'gnuzois. The Arin and the Shulchan and the Menorah, that tfois, the gnuzois, we don't have them anymore. V'ein shir, the only thing we do have is rak ha'toyra azois. So we conclude, v'hashiv shvus ha'ole Yaakov. Right, so that's the tefillah. So the tefillah is Ha'ir Hakodesh Mamechoizes Hoyu Lecherpo Levizos. V'chol Machmadeh Tfuos Ugnuzos. The ain't shir. The only thing we have is Rak HaTorah Azos. So Rabbi Shuaba was medayik. The ain't shir Rak HaTorah Azos. Shir in the world of Lomdus in Koisla Beis Medrash means that it's an exception. It's an exclusion to what we just said. Says, the Piet is describing the Churban. He says, the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv. Yerushalayim was Chariv. Kol Machmadeh Tfuos Ugnuzos. But there's one shir. There's one area where the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Chariv. Where, although we're in Golus, but we're not really in Golus. And that is V'ein Shir Rak HaTorah Azois. B'makom the Torah, there's no Golus. B'makom the Torah, there's no Churban. You're right, O'ir HaKodesh V'amechoizos Hoyer L'chirp O'levizos. But there's a shir. You know what the shir is? Rak HaTorah Azois. Where this Torah, when you're in the presence of Torah, there's no churban, there's no galus. And the truth is, it's the Mufurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Tav Ches Amar Aleph, V'yem Shecharev Beis HaMikdash, Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'u Lomai, El Adal Ramesh Al Halacha Bovad. That V'yem Shecharev Beis HaMikdash, where do you find the Shechina? It's in the Adal Ramesh Al Halacha. What's churban? What's churban at its essence? Churban at its essence is, see, look, Shechina. The Shechina is not here. Once upon a time, we lived in a world of eskalos. We lived in a world where the Mishnah says in Avos to attend Nisim that happened every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Where Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parshas, Tzav and Shmini that there were 18 really that happened. Then all the miracles and all the Gilui Shechina, Mesois Kol Aretz of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that. Why don't we have that? Because the Beis HaMikdash is Charev. So we don't have the Shechina. It's very difficult to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be mizdavik b'alikim, simply because it's galus. Once upon a time, In the world of the Beis HaMikdash, everything was different. But the truth is, Chazal say, Ein lo la'kadosh baruch hu, elo dal rama shalalach b'vah. That means when a person's in the presence of the dal rama shalalach over there, he could be mistabik to the Eibishto. He could connect to the Shekhinah. I mean that connected to the Shekhinah, that means over there, the real echos of what the Golus is doesn't really exist. It said Rabbi Shua, but maybe that's the pshat. The reason when you're in the presence of a Siyam, you're in the presence of a Simchas HaTorah, the reason the halachas of Avelos are not noyeg, the reason you don't have that loch, you're not allowed to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink wine, it's not because somehow the siyum is doicha than the hugei avelis. It's much deeper than that. It's because when you're in the presence of Torah, when you're in the presence of a siyum, in that matziv, in those dalet amir shel halacha, there is no churban. There is no churban. You feel the Shekhinah. You're in the presence of Shekhinah. So if there's no churban over there, it's in that instance, you're not going to have to worry about the nehugei avelis. You all know the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Makkos. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they were walking by the Harabayas and they saw the Makkoim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kivin Shegiul HaHarabayas, Rosh Shul, Sheyotza Miveis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they saw a fox emerge from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yischilu Heim Boichin, Rabbi Akiva Metzachet. They started to cry, the Tanoim did. And Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amru Lai, so they turned to Rabbi Akiva and they said, Mibnei Ma'atam Metzachet. Why are you laughing? Amru Lai, you want to know why I'm laughing? Mibnei Ma'atam Boichin. So they told him, what do you mean? You want to know why we're crying? The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place of the year. A place that a czar who would go was chayiv. Even the Kohen Gadol was only let to go on Yom Kippur on the holiest day. Now a shul, a fox, this chayat meyah is emerging from such a place. Shouldn't we cry? So Rabbi Akiva told him, exactly for that reason is the reason I'm crying. And he told him that there were two nevuas that the Nevi'im said. One was a very bad one, and one was a very good one. Uriah Hanavi said something very, very terrible. Zechariah Hanavi said something beautiful. Uriah said, Lochem beglalchem tziyen sodati charesh. Zechariah said, Yeshu v'skeinu v'skeinois berechoivais Yerushalayim. Said Rabbi Akiva, until Uriah's nevuah was niskayim, I always wondered when Zechariah's Nevuah would be Niskayim. But now that I see Uriah's Nevuah was Niskayim, and we hit rock bottom from this point, we can only go up. And eventually Zechariah's Nevuah is going to be Niskayim as well. Either way, the Tanam heard what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva, who sees a shul Yoitzim Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he somehow gave it a silver lining, he gave it a positive spin, B'loshen Azeh Amrulai, the Tanam, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turned to Rabbi Akiva and they told him, Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu. And with those words, Masechtas Makkos ends. But it's interesting that these words of Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu, they seem to have taken on a life of their own. And it's these words that seem to be a tremendous chizik for Klai Yisrael during the last two, Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu. And it could be, B'derech Shrosh, that in Akiva nichamtonu there's another nekuda. And that is that we know the Gemara says, Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, and Stam Baraisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and Stam Sefri is Rav Shimon. The Kulam Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Moisir Torah. He was the ultimate Moisir Torah. The Mishnah, the Baraisa, the Sefra, the Sefri, the Tosefta. Everything that we have was written by Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, but it wasn't just written by Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. It was Kulan Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. It could be an Akiva Nichamtonu, Akiva Nichamtonu, of course, the Pashab Shat, the Pshat. In the Pshat Remesoy Drush of this Gemara in Seif Makkos is, he was giving them the Chomer regarding the Churban. He told them, Yesh Vuskenim Vuskenis, Berchobis Yerushalayim, Zechayas Nevuah will happen one day. Just have to hold tight. But eventually it's going to be Niskayim. But in the words Akiva Nichamtanu, which again seem to have taken on a life of their own, it could be there's another element. You know what the element is? Is that Rabbi Akiva was the one who was Moise Nefesh after he lost his 24,000 Talmidim. He regroups, he starts again, and through his Talmidim, he made sure that we would have Torah during Golas, that's a nechama. It's not just a nechama, it's a nechama in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because Churban Beis HaMikdash is all about the fact that we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Akiva Nichamtanu when you learn a Mishnah. There's an Akiva Nichamtanu when you learn a Gemara. When you schwitz over a Gemara of Kol Shabachatas Mesa, Ba'ashim Raya, and you learn these challenging sugis, Amarfish Nekevela Oil and La'ashim Al-Pesach. There's an Akiva Nichamtanu there. Because while you're doing that, you have an opportunity to go back to the Harabayas and to be standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and literally be mistabik to the Shekhinah again. And in Rabbi Akiva's Mesiris Nefesh, to make sure that we'd be able to learn Torah throughout the Golas, in that, in and of itself, there's an Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. I want to share with you something that Aryeh Gelbar told me. It's his own Chiddush, and I think it's a Dover Nifla. We've mentioned this Gemara many, many times recently. The Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara is talking about how a person has to be Danis Chaver L'Chavzcho. So we don't have to go through the Gemara again. But there's just a few points that's worth hearing again. Umaisa Badam Echad was a story with a person There was a Yid who worked for somebody for 3 years. It was Erev Yom Kippur. He hadn't gotten paid yet. He had to go back to his family. He wanted to spend Yontif with his family. So he goes to his boss and he says, Tehli Schari, will you pay me? Either way, he told him, he doesn't have anything. He says, you don't have any money. I'll take Karim Vakastis. I'll take an animal. I'll take pay. Let me bring food home for my family. He told him nothing. Either way, this person realized that he wasn't getting paid, and he felt terrible. Hifshul kelev l'achayrev. He took his kelim, put him over his shoulder, v'holach l'beisei b'pachi nefesh. And he went home. He was depressed. He was very, very sad. L'achar regal, after Yontif, the Baal HaBayis goes to his employee's house, and he pays him, and he shows up with all the money. And then he says, by the way, when I told you I had no money, what was going through your mind? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I knew you were big. I knew you had money. I assumed that you weren't liquid at the time. He said, but then I told you that I don't even have any animals. Like, what do you think happened to my fleet of donkeys? He said, I assume you must have leased it out, and you just can't give it to me now. Of course you have it. He said, but I told you I'm going to have Paris. He said, you probably gave mice. He said, but I told you I have nothing. Like, what did you think when I said, I have nothing? He said, I assume that you probably were makdish it, and as a result, you don't have access to it right now. He told him, Avoida, everything you said is 100% true. And he said, the fact that you were dan milikavschus should be a gewaldig gebrocha, and keshem shedantani likavschus, so to the eibish amokam yodin oizchol kavschus. And we mentioned the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, when the Ramami Pano, the Ramami Pano put names to the faces, or faces to the names. He says that this socher that's mentioned in this story was none other than the great Rabbi Akiva. But this is Rabbi Akiva before he learned Torah. It was the great Rabbi Akiva. The Baal HaBayis was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. As I state Ramami Pano. And the Ramami Pano says that if that's the case, you see here a Dover Nifla. Because this is Rabbi Akiva before he learned Torah. Before he became the great Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, even before he learned Torah, was still a tremendous Baal Midos. You see how he was dan his Baal HaBayis L'Kavschus, doesn't get paid for 3 years, and he's dan in L'Kavschus. So the Ramami Pano observed from this that you see Rabbi Akiva, even before he learned Torah, even before he's 24 years, even then, he was still great. But says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, I want to make another observation. Because the Gemara says, Masechtas Pesachim, Rabbi Akiva used to say, Kisho Yisi Amoretz, I used to say, Miyitin Li Talmud Chochem Van Ashchenu Kichamor. Loi Kekelev El Kichamor. What do you mean? He was such a Baal Midas. So says the Chassam Sofer, you see from here, that even a Baal Midas, but a Baal Midas Amoretz, will sometimes have sinner for a Talmud Chochem. That's the Chassam Sofer in the Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amadeus. But Ari made a different deal. He said that Rabbi Akiva, after he realized that he wasn't getting paid, he took his kelim, Hifshel Achayra, like the Yidden left Mitzrayim, he puts it over his shoulder, V'holach Lebeisei B'pachin Nefesh, and he went home depressed. So he said, Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas was always besimcha, in the darkest of all moments. We just learned the Gemara. He saw Shua Yoitzim Yveis Kodesh HaKadosh. Everybody was crying. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazman Azayah, Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. But that wasn't an isolated incident. This Gemara after Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichzul Chaver of the Vakra. Everybody was crying. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. The Gemara and then the Masechtas Brachas when he said, Kol Ma'adavid Rachmano L'Tavavid. He was always besimcha. This is one Gemara in Shas. Where you find Rabbi Akiva was bepache nefesh. He was depressed. Rabbi Akiva depressed? Rabbi Akiva is the paradigm of always being besimcha. Rabbi Akiva is the one that always has chizik. He's being mechazik everybody. He left. He was down the kapschos, abe bepache nefesh. So he said, vaistois from there. That, to come to the point where you can be mekabel everything besimcha, and that person can have perspective and realize that it doesn't matter who, what, when, and where, but at the end of the day, everything's from the Eibishta. That's something Rabbi Akiva was only able to attain when he started learning Torah. Midas, like the Ramami Pano said, yeah. Danis Chaver L'Kavschus, yeah. He knew it intellectually, but to get to the point where he felt it and he was able to be besimcha, that madrega of Rabbi Akiva, that he didn't have yet. Here he was Yotze B'Pachei Nefesh. You know when he got that? When he learned Torah for 24 years. Torah is Hashem Temimos Meshivas Nefesh. And then he went from being B'Pachei Nefesh, and then he went to the madrega of being Meshivas Nefesh. Either way, see, this is all one and the same. Akiva Nichamtano, of Soif Mesechtes Makis, was a madrega that Rabbi Akiva reached when he learned Torah. And it's all the same. When a person learns Torah, through connecting to the Torah, he could be Zoicha to Akiva Nichamtano, so we should be Zoicha that Metz Hashem to the Nevuah of Yeshaya Novi, of Nachamu Nachamu. But in the interim, at the very least, Akiva Nichamtano, Akiva Nichamtano.